Nicki Minaj goes off on Joe Budden, Santoya Brown is finally free, and Simone Biles, well, she's making history again. All that and more. You've just logged on to Black Twitter.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Ow! Bow! Bow!
In the mic.
Right. No, I was like, it was
looking at me.
Ready? Yes, love it. Welcome back to Black Twitter. You know, we're black in the flesh. Okay. You know, zooming in. I know you guys missed us last week, but we're here again. Once again, my name is Rocky Harris, and to the left of me is...
Oh, hey guys, it's Jamie Gray. What's up?
Yes, hey guys, I'm Sierra Stafford.
What's going on? It's your boy Jay Lamar in the building.
Yes, and like I said, we have so much in store. We have a very topic-heavy show for you guys, so please stay tuned. But we also have our amazing segments, Retweet or Delete, Who Said That? You know, you got the jazz. But we're going to start off, Nicki Minaj. I don't know if you guys checked in with Queen Radio.
Yo, I was on key and everything.
What?
You know?
Yes. She been waiting for that all day.
You were ready for that, huh?
We need a replay of that, like just a snippet of that.
Yeah, because I'm not doing it again.
No, really. No. You want that or to freedom?
Yes.
To freedom! To freedom! No, seriously. Nicki Minaj, like, I mean, she's... I just don't... I know you guys all had that kind of that notification go up, like, okay, she's on Queen Radio, but y'all, she is going off on Queen Radio about... Right. Listen, but you know what? I'm kind of here for it. So she came back with episode 15 of Queen Radio on the Beats 1 to kick off the week, and it's celebratory because this is the one-year anniversary of Queen, her album, and also the release of Queen, the radio show, period. Mm-hmm. So she, instead of Megan Thee Stallion was supposed to come onto the show, but instead we had Joe Budden. If you know anything about Nicki Minaj and her... mini beefs. She also had one with Joe Budden, and the Barbs also had a problem with him as well. And we all know how, you know, fan bases work. If the queen don't like them, you know, you're getting dragged. So it started
Poor
off.
Uncle Joe.
You know, right, but, okay, but we got to get into it. But so they start talking about their, you know, Joe started talking about their IG Live, or Nicki's IG Live with Meg Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. And it started off like, you know, calm and normal. But then he kind of like said something about how like, oh, I don't feel like it was genuine. I feel like y'all was just doing this for Hot Girl Summer, which came out kind of like right afterwards.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. But then the combo shifted to Motorsport and how he pretty much was saying that Nicki... So, first of all, Nicki had receipts. I'm going to just put that out there. On the radio show.
She had text messages.
She had everything. And that's my thing is, yes, we can be mad at Nicki, but Nicki doesn't lie sometimes.
She's
not all the time.
Right. Sad. Yeah. She's sad.
You know, and she's crazy. But at the same time, like, crazy sometimes is sanity at the same time. But so she pulled up receipts about how Joe pretty much said that Nicki didn't know that Cardi was on Motorsport. So people were having, like, I guess, like, some type of, like, rumors that they were going back and forth with each other on the song, which we kind of we all felt like it was kind of weird because she said that she's the coach and all this other stuff. But also, if you know Nicki, she says that all the time. Like, she always says that she's the best.
Well,
she's number one.
I low-key think that when it came to Motorsport, they said that she rewrote her verse after she heard Cardi's verse.
Right.
So I think those were lines that she added after she heard what the new queen of rap had to say.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You tried it. The new queen of rap.
Well, okay.
Grammy. She has a Grammy.
You can have a Grammy, but that does not make her the queen. Just like y'all trying to put Foxy in that category. But anyway.
She's a new queen of rap.
I love Cardi. I'm a Cardi stan. I wouldn't say she's the... I don't want to call just one person the queen. I think they're all a dope. I'm going to just have to keep it real.
I agree.
But I felt like Nicki did have some ill intent a little bit when it came to Motorsport. And not saying I'm trying to throw shade. I'm just being honest. Mm-hmm. And that's just my honest opinion.
No,
it could be not true, but that's just how I looked at it.
I mean, she's an artist. She's sensitive about her work.
Yeah,
so absolutely. Like, you know, if you know that she can perfect your verse, you want to be on top. You don't want her to come for your spot.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean,
she's allowed to. They act like she can't like change her verse.
I think it was
But they didn't let Cardi change hers.
They changed it, Cardi.
I mean, I don't think it was changing the verse, I think the line she added to the verse.
It was going to take her too long to get the verse changed because she doesn't write hers herself.
But what does that matter in music today? Everybody needs help writing.
I agree.
The queen of the queen writes with other people. Beyonce does not write all her music by herself.
But she's also a singer. There's a difference between being a lyricist.
I was just having that conversation with somebody. Somebody said being a singer is different than being a rapper. It was like rapping is supposed to be passionate. It's supposed to come from you, and you're supposed to just know how to do that, have that gift. A singer, that's different. You know, everyone has to get somebody to rap their songs, make a hit sound, you know. So, I mean, I kind of get it how it can be a difference. And people respect you more if you write it your
absolutely.
Own.
Absolutely. I favor writers. I mean, and that goes across.
I don't think in this generation it matters.
I don't think it matters, because music quality doesn't matter much. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't be on dating apps, but I just feel like personal relationships, everything is a lower quality now. I think
it's almost a crowd culture.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like that goes into every spectrum of life, whether it's music, fashion. Well, I mean, fashion, we're doing pretty good in fashion, right? No?
No.
Well, we all see these faces.
Sorry. Listen. I can't control it. Everybody looks the same.
I don't know. Not here.
I can't.
I mean, not here. Y'all don't look like me.
Oh. But, yes. Listen, I'm not about to do it. I'm just saying. Listen, but wait. So we got to Just to give y'all more context of the story, though, Minaj, she pulled up a clip from Budden from Everyday Struggle proving that he did believe that Nicki didn't know Cardi was going to be on the record. And Budden tried to ask Nicki if they were throwing shots at each other. And then eventually the conversation kind of shifted to Budden saying that she was on drugs initially or at some point in her lifetime, which I just feel like, Joe, you got to stop because, I mean, we've seen your entire life journey with
I mean, that was like a little, like, that was a low blow.
It was.
And it was a popcorn in the kettle black. Like,
and then that's why his mic got cut off.
But Joe is always throwing shade towards somebody. I just don't know what his deal is in general. Like, this is not the first artist. I'm kind of like, okay, y'all surprised? Like,
and even with Megan, when he interviewed her, it was just like, why are you, like, it's like he thrives off of shade.
He is the male Wendy Williams.
Wendy. Oh, Lord, you're not getting Wendy.
Or Charlamagne. You don't think Charlamagne's the male Wendy?
Charlamagne,
no,
well, not anymore.
Joe's
definitely
cleaned
up his act.
He's watered down now.
Yeah, he definitely has watered down.
I like Andy Cohen.
Joe don't care. Andy
is his own little. I love
he
Andy.
Is. He's like, look,
Andy is throwing shade.
Yeah.
Get Joe out of my Caucasian serious.
House. Yes. And it's just like, where is this coming from? I don't know. But I definitely. The thing is with Nicki.
Well, Nicki started it with him because she said to him, about your little side piece. No, she talked about him having a side piece. And I think that's what triggered him, like, oh, we going there.
And then she went on DJ Academics and brought him up. Mm-hmm. Do we think that Nicki for sure took pop pills?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
In the past or now?
Both.
Both of them.
I don't want to put that on nobody. That's
I don't
like
either.
A,
but
I mean, she even admitted it on the show that she used to. So why would she?
Oh,
still
she
not?
Already admitted it. Okay, well, yeah.
And like she had her song "Pills and Potions," mm-hmm. and like there were rumors of her being on drugs back then when she was at Safari, that hotel incident, and she had apparently stabbed him. You know.
Okay.
She is.
Right.
I don't put that past nobody, especially
in the industry.
In the industry, I don't put that past nobody. And not to say, like, drugs are not a good thing, but I don't put that past anybody. And I'm not passing judgment on her. That's what she was doing back in the day. She had to get them bars out somehow.
Listen, Nicki. I agree that Nicki has a lot of issues. She can tell that she has a lot of internal problems, but I do feel like she definitely got, like, she held a 10-year reign being a rapper, being a female rapper.
That's only one.
No, for real, and I feel like I do think that there were a lot of things.
But that's not enough, though.
I think that she's gone through so much, and there's a lot of things that we didn't see when social media wasn't as big as it is now, that we just didn't know about what happened behind the scenes. And I feel like she's having a nervous breakdown, like some type of mental, like.
She does not. She's one of those type of people. Remember how Mariah Carey, no matter how bad Mariah Carey's voice got, she would not sit down because she was addicted to the stardom. I feel like that's Nicki.
Really?
You have artists right now that Nicki's music is very 2006. Nicki music has not changed.
Okay.
Like, she has not gave us a good, like, bop.
I think she could be more...
But is my bop. I
think she could be a little bit more developed with her music as far as her style because of... And not that we have to age people just because of their age, but get better with time, just like Jay-Z.
But adapt to what's going on now.
I feel like she's a part of that... For us, our high school genre is like, or in college genre is Nicki, and that's what she is. But it's like, I can't expect Lil' Kim to rap like Meg Thee Stallion right now. Because Lil' Kim will forever be that 90s queen of rap. That's her genre.
Her energy.
And I think it's hard for Nicki, being so young, well, she's not young, but younger, to think, like, at this time, like, there are other people that are, like, taking my reins. When, honestly, a woman rapper that's 40, I don't want to hear you at 40 rapping about your vagina. Talk about it's still tight.
I don't mind.
I know at 40 it's not tight.
I don't mind it.
I think I'd
like to see it.
I don't think we should put, like you said, I don't think we should put her in a box because of her age, but I do agree. There are people that, I mean, are popping now. You have a lot of upcoming rappers that are bum. So I feel like sometimes I kind of have to be honest and say, let them shine.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're the hot thing now. You were hot then. We never knocked how great you ever was.
Never,
we're
never.
Just trying to glorify what's coming up. And I think she needs to separate that feeling. Like, we're not shunning you because we love them. But, I mean, if they're great, tell them they're great.
I don't think she realized that she's legendary yet. Because
she knows them because she has the fans. Her fans are crazy behind her. Her fans are
It sounds like, almost like, you know, like somebody that lacks self-esteem. Like, just to remind herself, like, I'm the queen of rap, but it's like, to me, like, Nicki is on a plateau. Like, she's nowhere near Cardi.
Absolutely.
Nowhere near
Meg, and we know that,
and she knows that, too. I think she, honestly, I think she's just a brat.
I think she's just a brat. She likes to be great, but I love me some Cardi. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Cardi season. This is Cardi season to be.
I love Megan.
Elevated.
I love them all. You
know, man, Megan is hitting.
I like a writer. But
yeah, so Megan too.
That's what I'm saying. For me,
Megan writing papers and bars.
No, that's what I'm saying. I love how Megan deals with questions regarding Nicki and Cardi. Like, she always says, like, they're two different artists, and they are. And, like, that's the thing is, no one's knocking Cardi. If you want to be a pop star and you're fine with people writing your music, but just be consistent with that. The only problem that I have with Cardi is you're getting writer awards, you're getting Grammys, you're getting all these accolades that people. Nipsey deserved.
Period.
And that is frustrating for people who are really going out and doing it.
So why do we have to? Because we can see that girl puts in
the work. She's a worker.
But she's a part of a team. So why do we have to, like, put her down because she's a part of a writing team? She's not doing it by herself. Why is that a bad thing?
Because it's disrespectful to the craft itself. When you're an MC,
freestyle. She can rap.
But she's performing. She's not rapping. She's performing.
She's an entertainer.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. That's the difference between Megan, she's sitting down every single day to get those rhymes out. Nicki is sitting down with people to
rhyme. You have to admit, being an entertainer and a rapper, you have to have qualities of both.
Right.
I can say the stage presence.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi kills the stage.
Really?
Nicki does not have stage presence.
No, she does not anymore.
She don't have stage presence.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, but Cardi also comes from an entertainment life. You know, her backstory is that. The same with Megan. Megan, I mean, pick me up to go to a show, girl, I definitely feel like sexuality shouldn't be limited to age, especially for women, because I feel like women have so much pressure on us when it comes to our bodies and age anyway. Girl, if you want to keep popping coochie until your 60s, do what you want. You know?
That's Meg, though. I mean, we love her for that.
Who says it does get old. It's like, you can it's not that we don't want to or have to hear about your coochie, but if you're still rapping about it 10 years later, how have you developed?
I don't think she will, though. Y'all think she will, though? She's trying to keep up with today. Yeah.
I think she'll be
the artist that will adjust. She won't be the one that just stays the same, hopefully.
Well, and it's
Nicki.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Megan.
Well, I mean, it's harder. It's harder for females to, you know, transition, though. Like, it's not as easy for males to... Like, males can do... The realm of rap was dominated by men for so long, so they've made the rules of what can go and what can't. So it's harder for female rappers to branch out and do something else.
I think Nicki needs to take a page out of Lil' Kim's book.
Yeah.
Keep your style and your flavor. Lil' Kim is very 90s. She gives us 90s even when she raps now. Nicki, give us early 2000s. We love it. We need it. Like, and let that be your time.
And everybody great. Asian the Brat, Rhapsody, y'all.
Everybody.
Be amazing. You guys are dope. Black Queens.
Yo, it's going to be on Love & Hip Hop this season.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yes. See, listen.
Wait,
there
which
we
one?
Go.
Which one? Atlanta, Miami, New York?
Hollywood.
Yeah.
I went to a family.
You know, look, I watch y'all a lot of that.
I can't. So y'all see, this topic in particular just got us going crazy.
It's a lot, right?
But amazing news for another Black Queen. Centoya Brown is free. Sierra, take it away.
Yeah, so if we know who Centoya Brown is, she was actually arrested when she was at the age of 16 because she was a sexual assault victim. So she allegedly killed the person that, you know, was trying to sex traffic her. So she was free. She was granted clemency in Tennessee. So that was really good to see. I was happy.
Absolutely.
We heard her story. It was kind of sad to hear, like, you know, someone that can go through such a tragedy would get pinned for that.
Okay.
So, and then the person that actually got did it, or like how other rapers or whatever, they get like 13 months or there's some bull crap time in the jail, but you know,
for real.
This girl gets pinned away for defending herself, so I mean,
at 15 though too,
yeah, like, you're still a kid, and it's like, what else do I'm supposed to do, let him treat me this way? So I mean, I don't know what y'all think about it, but I was hurt about it, but I'm glad she's finally free. Yes. I'm sad it took this long.
Yeah,
15 years.
She's now 31 years old.
Wow.
She went away at 16, so it's like, like y'all were serious. Like, yeah, it's crazy how the system is set up
for, but black people, yeah, in general. Yeah. Men and women, because if this had been a white woman, mm-hmm, or white young girl that had did this, it would have been
a rap.
Yeah.
Come pick her up.
Killed him and got up the next day.
Mm-hmm. And she would have been living her best life, telling her story on Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just crazy. But I did find a tweet.
Right,
I mean, it's serious. Right. I did find a tweet, though. I blanked it out, but someone said, it's still effed up that Santoya Brown still has to be on parole for 10 years.
Yeah. That is wild. The same with Meek. That was how Meek's probation situation happened, too. So
I'm 50-50 on it. And I don't really care if people disagree. And here's why. Because, like, let's say with Meek Mill, like, if you're on probation or parole, he's still...
Oh, you're 50-50 about what? The parole or
I'll tell
case?
You in a second.
Okay.
So with Meek Mill, like, let's say just with his, with him being on parole, he still did something wrong. So did he need to be in jail for however long? No. Mm-hmm. Is it just some... justice system messed up? Yes. With Santoya Brown, it is so messed up what she went through. But I don't want people to cast a blind eye that she did still commit a crime. Did he commit a crime too? Absolutely. He raped a woman, but she did also kill a man. Did she deserve to go to jail? No. But I would have rather them just kept an eye out on her, because I don't... Mm. She still killed a man. Like, she, you know, so can we say that a white woman would be put in jail or not? We feel like she probably wouldn't be put in jail, but we don't necessarily know that. I don't want people to put a blind eye, you know, mm-hmm, because of this situation. She still killed someone.
I think if she would have got 10 years parole at 15,
yeah, I would have rather that than her,
that
put her in jail.
Like, right. Okay,
but everyone's like, oh, yeah, she's free. And it's like, yes, but remember, she did kill a man.
But
like,
the reason why she killed a man.
Yeah, we know why. But yeah, did she kill a man? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, then.
But
would you have killed that man?
But that's what I'm saying. What would you
have done? I don't know. If I had killed him, like,
so
sure.
So you feel like you deserve to be in jail for that long if you kill somebody for defending yourself?
No, but
knowing
there needs to be consequences.
I mean, consequences, yes, but it's for half of your life for that type of defense.
Right. Yeah, what would be the consequence for somebody doing that to you and then you...
Right.
And I think knowing your heart, you're not a killer. You're not, at 15, you're not just saying, I'm about to go kill somebody. Mm-hmm. You're defending yourself. That man could have killed you. So it's like, I defend myself first. You
right.
never know what the situation was for her.
Right. So I get self-defense, but she did kill a man. And
yeah.
I still said what I said, and I think you guys understand, which I said in the disclaimer, I don't think that she deserved the jail time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that only one time.
Yeah.
But also, she killed a man. So you needed some consequence. And y'all can give me all the heat. I really don't care.
Okay,
I mean that. Like,
hashtag
give
Jamie the heat.
People are like so full of it. I'm like, oh my God, y'all overlook everything.
I'm gonna be quick. I did read something on the way here about how she, well, people probably just be talking, but they said she was actually wrong, like she's actually a real killer in real life, and people just be talking on the internet.
Too
so
much.
There are people saying like she really did kill him, and she's not really isn't like y'all think, and I'm like,
no one's saying she's not innocent, but
internet is
crazy.
She
could did kill a man.
Hey, you would got murked.
But hey, that's just,
but you know, a lot of things are subjective, and Iggy Azalea thinks that cultural appropriation is too. So you know, Jay Lamar hit us with
My favorite blonde-haired rapper, Iggy Azalea, says that cultural appropriation is subjective. She goes on to say in an article with the Cosmopolitan that you can ask one person of the same race, does this affect you? And they say yes. Iggy explains, but another person will say no. They could be from the same place, doing the same exact things, but have two different perspectives about it. She continued by saying, I still am going to make the same type of music that I want to make, and I'm still going to live this lavish life that I've been living.
Okay, girl.
What do y'all feel about that? Because I feel like this. Mm-hmm. When it comes to somebody that is of a different skin tone than us,
mm-hmm,
but they have the same flavor as us.
Style?
Yeah, flavor, style, genre.
Right.
We are kind of like,
Absolutely.
Or some people like, you can't do, or some people like, okay.
Because we all went to predominantly black schools at some point in our life, whether it been college.
No, I didn't.
You never did?
I didn't. No, unfortunately, I did not.
But you probably had a black circle at your school?
Yeah, I'm from the Midwest, so it's white. Yeah. But, like, it's real white. Right. Y'all know. But, I mean, this is the thing. Of course, cultural appropriation is not subjective. It still exists. The idea or what the concept of cultural appropriation is a thing. That's not something that is an opinion. It actually is a thing. And what she is doing is cultural appropriation. I think that she just needs to not even speak on certain things like that. No, honestly, seriously, like, the same, like I told you before the show started, we were talking about the N-word. Every black person has the opportunity, the choice, the freedom to choose how they want to use or not use it. Absolutely. But that does not give your white friend, your Latino friend, your non-black friend the ability to use that word. Period. Point blank. Like,
I don't think that she should have spoke about it. My thing is...
Yeah.
To us, we all know that, in honesty, like, Iggy raps like a black girl.
Yeah, she sounds like
you. She has
the
flavor of a black person. But, however, I don't think you need to speak on it. I feel like when the press asks you questions like that, I feel like you should automatically say...
Because you know you're going to get dragged.
Yeah.
You know you're going to get dragged.
Like, I'm me. And just leave it at that.
And I think she just wants to put up this bold look and let her know, like, I'm a rapper, too. I'm real,
well,
so I'm going to speak how I want to feel.
So that's just, like, her vibe.
Yeah.
I think she's trying to prove something, too, though. But I feel like she should, like...
Shut the hell up.
Yeah, girl, we let you in the front door,
I think she's trying to prove something. Exactly, yeah. You already in. Stay there.
Right.
I want to present a question to you guys, though, because I feel like because we live in America, we go by what we see.
Mm-hmm.
So if you looked white to any of us, and then you say the N-word, but you're like, oh, wait, but my dad is black... A cop is not going to care, because if you look white, they're going to treat you like you're white.
Absolutely.
If you look black, they're going to treat you like you're black. But what a lot of black people do is the whole one drop rule. So, like, when you were mentioning, you know, with people saying the N-word, some people might be like, well, I have a quarter black in me. Mm-hmm. Okay, but then we say, oh, well, you're black. Like, it makes us almost look desperate sometimes, and we just let everybody into the cookout. We consider everybody black. You know, it's like, what are your stipulations? Because it seems to be a little bit jumbled. And so that's why we seem so fickle.
Mm-hmm.
And
what we say. Well, so I think it goes back to, like, back in the day. If you had a black parent or black grandparent, you were black.
You're black,
period.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that still applies to me. Like, if you mix, like...
You're black.
You're a black man or a black woman.
But then there's so many black people where it's like, if you speak a certain way, she trying to be white. Oh, but if it's a black person, if it's a white person who maybe grew up in a more urban area, oh, they trying to be black.
Well, yeah.
But I think there's a difference.
She is, even though she was born and raised for maybe 10 to 15 years in Australia... Mm-hmm. I think she said she moved to Miami mm-hmm. when she was about 13, between 13 and 16. So she's over her 30s now. She's been here for a long time. She's lived in America longer than Australia. So I get what they're saying with her voice and its cultural appropriation. Mm-hmm. But y'all need to be a little bit more definitive, because not just with this panel, but I'm talking about, like, in general, people that are talking out there, because they just say whatever's on their mind, and
We got some tweets.
Yeah,
go
for it.
Yeah.
So one of the tweets was like, where did her voice and image come from? Because it ain't Australia.
And it's not. It's T.I. The same with Kylie Jenner. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all saw that Queen Radio interview where Nikki was interviewing him about, and he was talking about, I literally told Kylie what to do to win the black audience over. Mm-hmm. Tiger, whatever. Irrelevant is what it is. But I feel like... That's the thing, is I do feel like we're fickle with our culture. Mm-hmm. We allow it. Like, every other culture is like, no, listen, you about to get taxed. I don't care what it is. Black people are very like, oh, free and whatever. Mm-hmm. And
very
that makes
accepting.
Us, yes, and mm-hmm. that's what makes us a beautiful group of people. But at the same time, we need to stop letting people profit and make money off of
the article was saying that people feel as though she's capitalizing off of the black community.
Absolutely.
I'm very funny when it comes to stuff like that, because I think that if you have a market and because your vibe is black,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean you're necessarily capitalizing off the black community.
Are by default.
Kardashians, that's why they're famous, because Kim Kardashian was messing with male athletes.
I don't feel like black women desire
they like her.
To be
they
anything.
They still want to be like him.
Like,
who?
How many black followers does Kim Kardashian have?
Let's talk about it.
We love her.
I think they like her style.
We love her.
Like,
and y'all,
her
y'all, a lot
general.
Of black women are getting the booty shots, too. Y'all were standing behind Miley Cyrus with that banger album, but then when she started, you know, dancing like a chicken at the VMAs,
twerking.
Y'all were looking like, you know what I'm saying? And people were acting like Miley invented twerking. So
well, but that's the mainstream feeding that message black people literally we make it and then someone takes it like pose. I'm
so glad that pose is a thing right now, because it's educating me on a different part of our community that I had no idea about. Vogue and all these different parts of the culture of
because
the
LGBT. Because white people thought it came from Madonna.
And that's what I mean. It's like, exactly. And that's my thing. And is like, and they're so happy to see that it's just becoming mainstream, period. Yeah. And it's like, but you're not collecting any of that coin. The same with Black Panther. I love Black Panther for the representation. But who is getting that coin? Not Black people. Mm-hmm. No, it's these studios. And like, and again, representation matters and it goes a long way. So we can build more things with that. But at the same time, like, I agree. It's definitely, Black people need to be more like, nah.
Yeah.
So y'all are basically not here for the Iggy.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, okay. I absolutely not.
You're not here for her music?
I'm not. No. Absolutely not.
I still bump Fancy.
How she comes off? Or
don't.
Well, like the music?
T.I. is the person who
put her on.
Who put her on.
And
one of the biggest trap hip hop people of our entire.
That's what I mean.
And that's what I'm saying with Tyga. We can get into real
tea.
But I have a question.
So basically, we don't think. Do we not think white women should rap? Is that what it is?
No. Eminem, go crazy. Uh-huh. But you're a white boy. But see, he's not putting on a... He sounds like a white boy from Detroit. That's my thing, is you can be you. Like, or Mac Miller. Who else? Who's the other? Lil Dicky. Love Lil Dicky. Yeah. He is himself. He is white. He does not... He don't try to put on no... whatever the
flaws is. Even if I grew up around black people, whatever, I still need to be who I am, not put on that whole...
But you could be...
That's what I'm saying.
But just be chill.
So back to the Kylie Jenner situation with the Tiger interview.
Uh-huh.
So what was wrong with him saying, you know, he told Kylie, do X, Y, and Z to make sure you capture the black community. As an entrepreneur, I love for my business to be, my clientele to be diverse.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I have to talk to brand strategists and say, hey, I need the Latino community. Hey, I need the white community. What's wrong with them telling me this is what you need to do?
Putting a sombrero on your head to get the Latino group to be with you is what Kylie is. But that's what I'm saying.
What?
You're getting fake lips. You're getting tan. You know you're not that tan. It's modern day blackface. And it's tired. Like, that's my thing is, when it comes
I don't think she was pale. I don't think sis want to be pale no more.
Listen, these lace fronts, these edges that she keeps, she's talking about she brought wigs back into it. Girl, what are you talking about?
She does look good.
She do look good.
She's beautiful.
Black features look amazing. Black features look amazing.
We're talking about Kylie or Iggy. I was talking about Iggy.
Her too.
Black features. Kylie, I take that back.
Black features look.
She looks good.
She does look good, but I'm over it.
Black features look amazing. they do.
I think they look good, but we still know what it means at the end of the day behind it. Like, don't be doing all this fake stuff to you. But we know what it is, but like I said,
as black people, we are in. People look at us.
We are
profitable.
Hip hop is number one.
People, and we don't get nothing.
We should just take pride that we're the best. We got all these copycats. Yeah. Just take pride in it.
Investigate how to market to the black people.
Because my thing is, we get bullied for our lips. We get talked about for our complexion.
True.
But when a white girl does it, it's cute. And I'm tired.
Yeah.
Real tired. The next tired topic that's going on is two white officers. Listen, y'all gonna get it today, okay? We're tired.
We're very passionate, as you can see.
We really are.
This side of the table today.
What's up? They said they want to
Aries gang.
Aries gang.
Is y'all
gang
or what?
Oh, my
God. No, listen.
Get ready.
Okay. But no, so two white, an image, I can't do it with y'all. So an image emerged on the internet with two white officers leading a black man by a leash while they were riding horseback. And this is what I'm talking about. We need to stand full force. But yes, two Galveston, Texas police officers were leading a black man by a leash. Literally, that is what the term is called. The rope that they tied to his handcuffs is called a leash. He was arrested for trespassing. Now, mind you, misdemeanor trespassing. Not even a large crime. There was no reason for them to arrest him in this way. They said that there was no squad cars there available. A mess.
Really?
A mess. This, now, mind you, real the gag is, the black man's name is Donald Neely. He's 43, and he's reportedly struggled with a long history of mental illness, and he's homeless. Bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. So this sparked an entire huge outrage, especially from the black community, because they said that it felt like it was pretty much reigniting feelings of slave catchers.
Where did they get that damn leash from?
Exactly.
Texas.
Why are you just holding...
Well, you know, they have, you know, they have the little cop dogs that say, just go in the car. I think it's in a trunk. It's under, and they
listen,
say, freak it out.
That's what really sad. It is. It absolutely is. And this is 2019, not 1819, 2019.
Whether it was 1819, 2019, it was all messed up. No, that's like, I just never understood the fact of what makes the color of your skin say that you're better than. I just don't understand what it goes through their brains. I just don't get it. Like,
girl, racism is
it's
skin
just mental. It's mental illness. I'm sorry.
If I can butt in for just a quick second, this is Josh in the booth. I think it's kind of interesting that they said that they didn't have any patrol cars around, but they had a leash on them. I think that's kind of
But not even that. You couldn't just, at least, if you want to arrest a man, why just not call for backup and say, hey, come lock him up in a car?
Yeah.
We're not going to walk around. If they had guns or something like that, it would have been 30 police cars out of nowhere.
Absolutely.
And what if he didn't know what to do with that horse that are doing some crazy mess? Like,
okay, because horses do be tripping.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they. Exactly. Yeah. I totally agree. So this technique that the department is calling it is a technique. And Chief Vernon Hill apologized to Neely, saying the rope technique is a trained technique and best... And best in the practice in some scenarios. I believe our officers showed poor judgment, and in this instance, I could have waited. They could have waited for a transport unit at the location of the arrest. Now, mind you, what's the certain circumstances where you need to use a leash?
And the first thing, why is that? And then they said it was practice. So, like, what are y'all practicing for? For what cause? For
absolutely, what exactly. And just so y'all know, the two white officers' names are Officer P. Brosh and Officer A. Smith. If you want to look up them, they are on. They are Googleable. And so since
then, you should have gave us their social medias.
Okay, listen, they gonna find them. Black Twitter, do your thing, because I know y'all good at it. Okay. But yeah, so the department says that they have since changed the policy. I don't know if I believe that, but. One tweet that I loved, and it completely just resonated with how I felt, was, this is from, I hope I don't butcher your name, but it's Abiwagu, I'm sorry, Pashao. This is just sickening and uncalled for. What a gory picture. This young black man was put on a leash while handcuffed between two mounted horses by two policemen in Galveston, Texas. This evokes painful imagery of slave catchers and runaway enslaved Africans. True, how I feel.
That can't be humane. Like, they can't think that it's like something that when that policy was put into place, like,
that's what makes it mental, because it's like, what makes you think that's okay?
It's a control thing too. People just want to control, so like cops, they sometimes might over exaggerate.
Yeah,
you know, and sometimes people go into a position like that just because of it. They just want power. They
yes,
want
power. Absolutely.
But why power over a certain race? If that's the case, have power your white peer,
girl. We
your
just
white
talked
neighbor.
About it.
Like, why I got to be a certain like certain race? I don't understand.
Because
like,
jealousy. Jealousy.
They always want to feel superior over us.
For no reason. Absolutely. The same what they're doing to the brown community right now. Like, that's tragic. Like, you're taking kids away. Like, it's just, it's wild.
It's lame.
It's just, I know.
I have no proper English for this. It's just lame, okay?
Okay, really, though.
It's just
absolutely.
Lame. Like, get over it.
But things that are not lame is that Victoria's Secret's first transgender model has come into, you know,
yes, fruition. Victoria's Secret hired their first openly transgender woman. She's 22-year-old Brazilian model Valentina Sampaio, which I love her name, Valentina.
Yes. Okay.
Sampaio.
So I saw like some pictures of her going around. Basically, she was on her Instagram, and she showed a picture of her backstage working with Victoria's Secret Pink, and then Laverne Cox had responded. She was like, congratulations. This and that. Mm-hmm. She is a beautiful girl.
I
don't
know.
I love
you
know, that name.
Yeah, what do you guys think? I mean, she.
I think it's a great move.
Passable.
But at the same time,
So at the same time, Black Twitter and other people had some things to say. They're like okay. Why couldn't you have chosen a black person? So some people on here had a lot to say. So Tyra, she says, but it's still skinny, white-skinned girls. White-skinned, I love it. Where is my darker-skinned trans girls? We can sell fantasy just like those smaller girls. My thick girls want to feel supported as well. Someone take the company away from them. And then someone says, girl, it's their first one. Damn! So, I mean, I think that kind of says it as a whole as to what Black Twitter is saying.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys' thoughts on that?
First off, we know that fashion is bigger and more innovative overseas, so I would expect them to be the first ones to actually have
something like that.
Transgender model.
And then
the models over there look like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's a race thing or anything like that, but she looks like a model.
She does.
Taking race out of it, she looks beautiful. She's a model. I wouldn't take that away from her.
To piggyback off that, I think we need to start trying to pull the black card for
every little thing.
It's like, because next thing you know, it could be a black woman next. And then you got to be like, finally. So it's like, I think it was just
She's Brazilian.
Brazilian.
So I think it was just a natural pick.
Yeah, I don't think it was a race thing at all, but I do think that they should show more heavyset women, though. Like, honestly, the only thing that I have an issue with
is. I think that's coming, though.
But when?
We're saying more slowly open. Slowly but surely.
But I'm talking about specifically Victoria's Secret, though.
Does Lane Bryant?
Okay. I think that's like the one.
Yeah, or Catherine's, you know, where you can get plus size. But it's like Victoria's Secret is known for having these sexy models. And I don't know if you guys heard, but like even a couple months ago to last year, a lot of Victoria's Secret stores were shutting down. So we're wondering, did they do that as, you know, hey,
here's
a maybe they're becoming more innovative.
Because what happened? Something just happened with them a while back and they faced backlash because they said that this wasn't our image. Victoria's Secret.
Plus size model.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm.
You know what they might do with the next show? That big show they have every year that's televised? They might have Lizzo perform. And maybe she'll be the one of the models.
Oh, that'd be cute.
That'd be dope.
Lizzo
that'd
is a whole good. Mood.
Yeah, I was going to say, you cannot not love Lizzo.
Right.
Love it.
Well, let us know your comments down below, guys.
Yes. Like, subscribe, share, you know.
Do you think?
Show us
and
some love.
And Victoria's Secret, if you steal my idea, I want to get paid for it.
Right.
Good night. I'm weak. Okay. But no, so we just wanted to do a quick mention because I know we have a topic heavy show, but we got to get to our other segments. But we just wanted to give some congrats, some shout outs, some applause to our Black Girl Magic, Simone Biles. Ooh, she made history again at the U.S. Gymnastics Championships this past weekend, Sunday night in Kansas City, because I have to give a shout out to my city. So she won a record tying 6 all around title at the 2019 U.S. Gymnastics Championships. The 4-time Olympic champ took the top scores on floor, vault, and balance beam. And as previously reported, she became the first gymnast to attempt and land a double twisting double somersault dismount of the high beam. But that's not it though.
It's more.
She also made history by becoming the first woman, not Black woman, not of color woman, first woman to land a triple double in the floor exercise competition. Girl,
say that.
Okay. Okay. Wait. Black Girl Magic.
Sprinkle that.
We just let it float on you. No, but honestly, so yeah. Quick shout out to Simone. I mean, phenomenal with all the bad things that might be going on in the world. Just know that perpetuity.
That made my heart
continue.
Happy.
I know, right?
Like that's really dope.
And she's so young. Like
she killing it. So young.
Like the very beginning of her career.
Exactly.
You're already killing it.
Absolutely. I love when she had that interview and they were like, you don't want to give us a smile. And she was like, athletes don't, what did she say? Winners don't smile, or gold medal winners don't smile, or something like that. And I said, I know that's right, girl.
Talk your shit.
Okay.
Talk your
they
shit.
They had a lot to say about you in the beginning.
Right.
And you
let them talk.
Them.
Mm-hmm. Right. We always at the action talk. It's all good.
Absolutely. Exactly. Right. But we do got to talk about what things people say. Who said that? Jamie, let us know.
Who said that? Well, listen, you guys, this is one of my favorite segments is who said that? So pretty much you might think you know your celebrities. You might think you know who tweeted this, who said that. We're going to actually find out. I'm going to test you, okay? I'll give you 3 choices because I'm nice, okay? Honesty is the best policy.
I love it. And we don't know
either. That's all
I'm going to say. So.
Right. We'll see. All right. Don't have my computer either. Okay. You guys, you ready? The first tweet is, like, bro, I'm the hottest doll. Y'all think I'm going to go out like a punk ass bitch?
I already know who it is.
Oh, I don't.
A doll.
Hardest doll. Asian doll.
Cash doll.
Can I give out an option, though?
Oh. Okay.
All right. Let's see. Because y'all could be wrong. All right. Is it cash doll? Mm-hmm. Is it Asian doll? She is an option. Mm-hmm. Or is it dream doll?
Oh, I see the dream doll.
It's Asian doll.
I think it's Asian too. But at the same time, I don't know.
Hey, listen, she from Dallas.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. I don't know.
It's Asian doll.
All right, let's try the answer. The answer is Asian doll.
Okay. Y'all
got it. Good job. Okay, all right. That was a warm-up.
You got that one, Sam.
That was a warm-up.
Listen.
All right, the next one. All right. The love be so fake and the hate be so real. That's true.
I probably tweeted that.
Cardi.
Right, okay. I probably like it.
Good night.
All right, you guys are good guessers, but let's see. Is it Trina? Is it Cardi B? Or is it Iggy Azalea? We just spoke about her.
I think it's Cardi.
Wait, say it one more time.
Okay. The love be so fake and the hate be so real. So I was like, she probably meant the options, but I'll give you both. So is it Trina, Cardi B, or Iggy Azalea?
Is it a Cardi or Iggy?
Yeah, because that's something Cardi. I feel like that's something Cardi.
And
Cardi.
The way you said it,
I'm going to say Cardi.
You do your Cardi voice on
Cardi?
That too.
Yeah, I'm doing
I'm going to say
well,
Cardi.
Well, y'all mad wrong.
Who was it? Trina?
It's Trina.
I was going to say Trina because I actually seen that early in the day. Yeah. I forgot.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Okay.
But I can see Trina saying that.
Just like she said, the love you so fake. And see,
I can see Trina saying that.
All right, next one. Okay. Now I'm going to get a little lovey-dovey. All right. I'm a grown-ass man and still get butterflies every time I think about my lady. This love thing has no age bracket.
Who said that, Ray J?
Oh, that would be a good one.
He is married.
Right.
But he can't say it, though. You right. I mean, you right. You right.
The love is over.
As if it matters.
Princess probably typed it.
Right.
Right. Right.
She proofread it and sat down center.
Right. I love me some princess.
All right, guys. Here's your options. Is it Keith Powers? You know, he's with Ryan Destiny. Is it Boris Kodrow? You know, him and Nicole? Or is it Victor Cruz? Emma Carucci?
It's Victor Cruz.
Oh, it is Victor Cruz, because he's been talking about her a lot this week.
I knew I ain't going to do it.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Because I don't follow.
So is it Victor Cruz, Boris Kodrow, or Keith Powers?
I'm going to say Keith Powers.
It's Victor Cruz.
All right. Sorry, Rocky. It's Victor Cruz.
Okay.
Yes. But guys, I love this game because I can see who's a real one and who's not.
Period.
But yeah. Thank you for playing and leave a comment down below. Did you get it right? Did you get him wrong? Let us know.
Right. Okay. Yes. Absolutely. But no, so retweet or delete.
Oop.
Jay Lamar has us on lock today.
So y'all, we're going to run through this really, really quick. So the name of the game is retweet or delete. Once I read the tweet, you tell me if you want to retweet it.
Or delete it.
Y'all ready? Let's go.
Yes.
Hot girl summer made me forget. I'm tired and made me start shaking my ass in the room.
I'm confused.
I don't get it.
Well, so I'm all good for a
the song?
Yeah.
Hot girl summer?
No. Made me forget I'm tired. Made me start. So she likes it.
Because I keep thinking about the verb, the adjective, everything is hot girl summer. The song.
Have y'all heard it?
I have. Yeah.
Yes.
Did it make y'all wake up?
A little bit.
You know, I have to save that for next week.
She said I'm going to like it.
She going to delete this tweet.
Yeah, we gonna delete it.
I'm going to delete it, but I'm going to let y'all retweet it.
All right.
Next week. Well, I was going to stay on the hot girl vibe.
Okay, come on.
Next week, though.
Hot girl summer is a whole MFM vibe, but you already knew that.
Retweet.
Retweet.
Sure.
It's a vibe.
Retweet.
I'll give
absolutely.
It a vibe. Uh-oh. I just need that back.
Oh, we got the NeNe tweet. Wait a minute. This is Cardi B. Cold hot sauce really pisses me the F off. I hate cold hot sauce on fried chicken.
First of all, Cardi, what is that so random for?
Random.
So yeah, like two or three days ago, she did like a whole like she talked about she liked and she don't like. Like she liked mayonnaise. She don't like mayonnaise, she like butter. She started naming stuff that she liked.
Okay.
So y'all like
I feel like
hot
it's,
sauce? Cold hot sauce?
I don't think you're supposed to refrigerate hot sauce after you open it, right? I use Texas Pete. Ow.
We put ice back in the pantry. I don't like cold hot sauce. I was just saying it was like a funny random.
I like room temperature.
Yes, but it's always a room temperature. I only had a room temperature. I wouldn't dare.
So what about this one? People who keep their ketchup in the refrigerator are not to be trusted.
Well, sorry, girl.
True.
Right.
Oh, I can't trust you.
You can't trust me.
I put my ketchup in the refrigerator.
Yeah. It's going to be all hot.
It's tomato.
What do you put
yours? You guys. Do you keep tomato?
So we're retweeting this. You delete this.
But do you keep a ketchup bottle or do you keep the ketchup packet?
Bottle.
Okay, because a bottle should be in the fridge. Because I think it says keep refrigerated, right?
I'm sure it does.
I'm gonna take a picture of Cinnamon.
But if it's like the little packet,
it's still like gonna
keep the packet in the fridge too.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, generally the bottles are perishable. The little packets are not.
Oh, okay. Well,
I refrigerate all of it because I'm not trying to get sick.
Same.
I will sue.
I can do interchangeable. Whether it's hot sauce or ketchup, Louisiana, by the way, I could do both. It doesn't matter if it's hot or
only
cold.
Only thing I put back in the cabinet is syrup. I don't like cold syrup, so I put my syrup.
Yes. That's an old man thing.
Cold syrup.
Old brown people try it too. Josh, let us know.
And all condiments want to be
Yeah, they put hot sauce and ketchup in there. They good for that.
But. So our last retweet or delete, NeNe Weeks is and always will be the greatest housewife of all
time. Child, I can't.
I think NeNe is like another Nikki. They're both Sagittarius too, which is kind of cool. I love NeNe. I love Nikki, but I feel like they both need recognition for something they already know they have. NeNe, you're OG. We love you. I'm sorry I done took over your thing. We love you. Like, but it's like, stop acting like Kenya not great. Stop acting like it's not other people on this show on the upcoming season that are great. Like, I just hate the thirst sometimes.
What?
Yeah. It's like, okay. You're great. Calm down.
I like her gifts. I don't really watch the show like that. So, I mean... I'm just gonna say retweet because that's the only one I really know like that. I mean, Portia. She I know is Portia.
The one. Yeah, she's the one. That's what I'm saying. I'm,
Candy is making.
Yeah, oh, cool.
Candy's the second OG. And,
but Candy been around just period, making money. So
I retweet. I'm just saying. Like, I know if Nene would have saw that, she would have been like, "I told y'all, I'm the like, you know,
I said right. what I said.
Yeah, like,
I said what I
did. Yeah.
Well, I would like it. I wouldn't retweet
exactly
or delete it.
Okay, you go ahead, Jamie. My bad.
I was gonna say I would like it. I wouldn't retweet it or delete it because.
Ooh, and I said, come on, I can we just add that option, retweet, delete, or like...
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, whenever you want to retweet, delete, or like it, just make sure you show up next week because we have another amazing show for y'all. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. Once again, my name is Rocky Harris.
Yes, and I'm Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray.
Hey, guys, I'm Sierra Stafford. You can find me on my Instagram at Sierra Stafford TV.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jay Lamar. You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Jay Lamar.
And I messed up, y'all. Find me everywhere on social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Yeah, girl, let me know.
You know, right. I mean, follow me.
And please go follow me. I may be looking. Go follow.
And on Instagram at Jamie Gray. J-A-I-M-I. Go ahead.
You're right. Spell it right. Let them know.
Remember, hit her with the hashtag, y'all.
Okay, right. Yes.
What's up?
Let us know. Absolutely.
Make sure you're ready, though. That's all.
That's my requirement. Real. But okay. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much. Again, we'll see you next week.
Deuces.
Bye.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.